CBN, mobile and listening.
W2T.
Well, Rusty, howdy, howdy. Yeah, well, you know, I guess, Tom, in response to your reply, I would say just about anything would be above me, so I'm sure I'm not top of your list there. Go ahead, Rusty.
You two in there, and I heard Tom and their call for you, and I thought I'd throw my call in. Good afternoon to both of you. Go ahead, Tom.
Good afternoon, Rusty. Dave. I'm just sitting here having some, what is it called, Bernice? Broccoli cauliflower soup and bacon tomato sandwich. And, oh, I'm telling you, it was delicious. Had a little bit of cottage cheese and tomatoes and peppers before that. And I've been thinking about going back outside. Steve came over for a while this morning and picked up some wood and had a nice visit. And he had a real nice fellow with him by the name of Rick. Enjoyed that immensely because we do not have very many visitors. And it was really a nice day out there. However, I stood up too long out there, and I'm kind of hurting now, but it was well worth the time. And he gave me a little advice as well on some things that I wanted to know about down the line, not right away. But how's your day going, Mr. Dave? I heard RJ in here earlier. I think it was John, but I was eating, so you know how that is. Go ahead, Dave.
Surprised me one bit if John isn't listening, but anyway. It's going well. I'm headed to the tennis court, no surprise there. And I've only got one game tonight or today at 5. Wow, they're starting to rebuild that house while Edward Rose's been sitting there for so long. I got hit by, split in two by that tree. They actually got a power pole put up in the yard like a new construction site would have, and some guys are actually out there working, so they've just been sitting there. And it hadn't been covered up. It's been raining inside the house. Golly day, can you imagine?
I wouldn't want to live in, that's for sure. And all, but anyway. Trying to get things all together and lined up because I'm leaving Thursday and headed to Florida for a couple of weeks. Be down with visit with my sister down there. And give her a little TLC. She needs some right now. And all, but basically that's what's going on over here, Tom. Maybe I'll get over to visit with you when I get back into town. Over.
If you don't get around a bunch of people, that'd be fine, Rusty. Oh, we sent some cake home with Steve, and him and Rick went down to a restaurant down here, and I gave him the nickel tour of the place. I'm just sitting here eating what I call my snow. It's, I have a glass of milk with all my meals, most of them, and it's in a frost glass, and it freezes up, and then when I get done, I scrape the snow off the sides of it. It makes my tongue get real thick. Well, we're not doing anything right this minute. Bernice is going to go down and make some more masks for the grandkids. They requested that this morning. And oh, we went out and spread some rocks a while ago around a the post I just put in for to hold the wire up that the tree used to hold up that isn't there anymore. And got those spread out, but now I found out I need more. There never is enough in them little bags of rocks, you know. I went down and got that this morning, got a bag of sunflower seed, a bag of bird seed for the doves, and got to go out and throw some of that out. Oh, and the chickens started to lay a little bit. We've been getting maybe one egg every day or two. And I actually got three eggs from the younger ones and one from the older ones. So that's a positive aspect for the day. Go ahead, Dave. This is N0TR.
Before CPA, watch out. I'm going in a noisy spot here. Go ahead, Rusty.
I've got the radio running over here in the background, and it's running FT8, so, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on that as it works its way through. And I've worked four different states in Ontario, Canada since I've been sitting here, and that's been since, let's see, in about the last 14 minutes, so, and I've been working a number of stations, so, you know. Just taking it easy and letting it work on its own. And, yeah, I'm not going to do a lot of visiting around down there, Tom. I'm going down to stay with my sister, and she's needing, I told you she lost her husband last year, Christmas time when I was down there. So she needs a little TLC, and this is the first chance I've had to go down there due to all the conditions going on and everything. I just didn't want to go down there, and she didn't feel comfortable inviting me down before now, but things are a little better down around that area where she lives, and it's not a high traffic area, so we won't see a lot of folks, and when we go out to the grocery store or go someplace to eat, we'll wear our mask when we go there and take it off to eat and put it back on, or, you know, when we go, whatever, because we're not going to do a whole lot of other stuff while we're down there, so, while I'm down there, so it's just down there to give her a little TLC. Oh, now I'm getting another Canadian, Canada, another Ontario station. And I must have a good path there this afternoon.
Well, I'm glad somebody likes that stuff. I don't even like to listen to it. Well, when you see you going down there next week, you won't have to endure this rain, because it's pretty well going to encompass everything that's coming up this way.
I've been watching that and seeing what it's going to say. And she says they've got their weather forecast says they're supposed to have rain for the next three weeks down there at her place. So we probably won't get out much and about anyway, you know. And she and I have both been tested for it. We're both tested negative and never had it and don't have it type thing. So, you know, we'll socially distance from everybody else. So, you know, that's what's going on and everything. But, yeah, I'm leaving Thursday, and everything goes right. I'll be back on the 30th of this month on that Wednesday. So, and it's only about a 6.5-hour ride down there. And if it's the weather gets bad, then it'll be about a 7.5-hour drive. You know how that is. W2T, you back yet, Dave?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to pull into the sports club, but I think I'm in out of the noisy place there. That spot there on Batewood and coming down to Congaree is just really noisy. I'm not sure why. But anyway. But I'm going to pull in here and see if I can hit this little yellow ball across the net and keep it in bounds. Playing singles tonight. It's a little different. We used to play doubles, but didn't have enough people sign up. So y'all carry on. Tom, you behave. I know you're not going to get in much trouble with your wife around, so I don't have to worry too much about you and Rusty. I don't know. he's on his own, so, you know, well, what can I say? Anyway, y'all have a good day, 73s, and let's see, I'll turn it over to you, Rusty, KB4CPA, I'm clear out of here, you're final.
All right, well, don't trip yourself up going up to the net. WTT, go ahead to OMP.
Nice to hear you this afternoon. You have a good time. There's some old boy been riding a bike up and down this humongous hill out in front of our place. He went up and down that thing 4, 5, 6 times. I just don't know how in God's name anybody can endure that. It's huge. But more power to him and more power to you if you can do that kind of thing like playing tennis. It's out of my realm. Well, Rusty, I'm going to sign too. I want to go out there and see if I can get that Kellum grip put on that RGA. And might be a little fun. The ladder's going to be sitting on rocks, and I can only stand on a ladder about 5 minutes, and I got to get off. Just too much pain there. But those Kellum grips can be a booger to get a wire through. You guys all take care, 73s. Have a good day. This is Gerald TR.
Later. Have a good one. And Gerald TR, W2T.